This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Free Talk Live. Free Talk Live, and you're invited to join us here. We'll give you the toll-free numbers as well as the Skype username that allow you to take control of the airwaves. It's Ian and Johnson in here with you tonight, as it frequently is on this evening of the week. But we're joined by a special guest co-host here this evening, one of the newest movers to the Keene area. He's Josh. Hey, Josh.
Good morning. How are you doing?
Well, it's morning for you. It's certainly morning in Thailand or something like that. But welcome to the show. You actually came up to New Hampshire from Georgia.
Yes.
And Savannah. A longtime listeners of the show may remember Savannah as the home to The Last Biscuit. And you weren't here 5 years ago when Mama Allie, who is, can I say that you guys are...
That's my fiance.
Okay. She's your fiance.
Absolutely.
And she is kind of a hero of mine. She did this operation down in Savannah of selling food without having a permit. And she did it 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. She had an amazing crew, apparently. I don't know if you were involved back then at
not
that
at all.
Time. But she came up here and cooked for all of us wonderful activists in the Keene area, and unfortunately got taken away by bounty hunters shortly after having moved here. And I didn't think I was going to see her again. And then she shows up with you.
They packed her up in carbonite and just shipped her off.
it was some sort of child custody clamor or whatever it was that made that happen. But she's back, and you're back with her. You're
absolutely
here now. You've never been here before.
Never been here. I've been to Massachusetts before.
Okay.
But with that, I've never been to New Hampshire. Mom Allie, that is my fiance, because she is also a hero of mine. She's taught me a lot about freedom.
Yeah.
And making sure I stand up for my freedom, and making sure I always do what I like to do, and make sure I always do what I want to do.
That's important.
Yeah, I mean, absolutely. And with that, she set a great example of just going too far.
So you said, we were talking before the show about what we all have brought in to discuss. And Johnson, you had a story about the key to a blissful relationship,
yep,
or relationship bliss. And Josh, you said you could use some relationship advice.
Yeah, always.
So let's jump into it, shall we?
Sure, yeah. I always love the psychological stuff, the psychology advice kind of stories. And so I went back to the psychology blog. And this story is, the key to relationship bliss is simpler than you think, study finds. People weigh up...
It's not money.
No.
Okay.
Several reasons. Well, money might actually be kind of part of it, but those aren't the basic reasons.
There's plenty of people with money. A lot of people think money's going to solve all their problems, and it certainly helps if people aren't fighting over
it
money.
It probably helps these other key factors to a certain extent.
But at the same time, there are certainly very many unhappy people that have plenty of money as well.
That's true, yes. So. People weigh up all sorts of qualities in potential partners, like intelligence, health, kindness, and sexual appeal. It's better to settle for the best relationship available than to hold out for a perfect match, the new study finds. Our satisfaction with our partners depends on the other relationships available to us, or as psychologists call it, the dating pool. Dr. Daniel Conroy Beam, the study's first author, said, "Satisfaction and happiness are not as clear-cut as we think they are. We do not need ideal partners for relationship bliss. Instead, satisfaction appears to come in part from getting the best partner available to us." For the research, 259 men and women who had been in relationships for an average of 7.5 years were surveyed. They were asked about the kinds of qualities they looked for in a partner.
So the suggestion there being that they'd been together for a long period of time.
Yeah, pretty long period of time. Naturally, people weigh up all sorts of qualities in potential partners, like intelligence, health, kindness, sexual appeal. Most people who considered their partner better than them were satisfied with their relationship, unsurprisingly. Like, that's not a surprise. But people who thought that they were better than their partner were still satisfied if their partner matched them better than the others that were available.
Now, okay. When you say that, what are they basing this on? What are their qualifications?
So the qualifications that I guess most people are weighing up in relationships are intelligence, health, kindness, and sexual appeal.
So none of those things have to do with anything as far as who that person is as a person? When I say that, like, their morality, nothing about where they stand at, how they feel about things?
Well, I mean,
maybe kindness would,
yeah, kindness would probably factor in a little bit there. Yeah. Intelligence would probably factor in a little bit there. You know, you might... Some people might consider that, you know, whether their health stances are healthy. I mean, I know health is probably, they're talking mostly about physical health, but...
How about pureness? When I say pureness, as far as where they come from in their mind, their heart, and their soul, where they stand as far as who they are.
Well, I think that that's kind of relating into, you know, what they're saying here when they say most people consider their partner better than them, like better than
my
yourself.
Woman. I would definitely want my woman to be more pure than me.
Right.
For sure. All day long, every day.
And if they are better than you, or so let's say, or the question here is, if you're better than them on a particular issue, right, like let's say you're more pure than your woman, you might still be satisfied with that relationship if she matched you on all these other things better than anybody else in the dating pool.
Well, the whole pureness, the reason I brought that up,
mm-hmm.
is because that's going to be the trump card. I don't know if you're
right.
playing spades or anything like
yeah.
that, but that's going to outrule everything else.
Mm-hmm.
That being said, I don't care if a woman is less intelligent than me, doesn't make as much money as me, but if she's coming at me with every true good intention, I will take that over a woman that knows more than me book-wise any day
right.
of the week.
Mm. Yep. So they say people who thought... Oh, wait, I'm getting...
By the way, you want to jump into the conversation here. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. And obviously, different people are going to have different factors that are important to them. But nonetheless, let's continue.
So the study suggests, basically, that it's better to settle for the best that you can get at the time, is what this relationship study says. The researchers also looked at the effort each person put in to keep their current partner. They found that people whose partner was better than them or closer to their ideal put in more effort. Professor David Russ,
they don't want to lose them.
Right. A study co-author said relationship dissatisfaction and mate guarding intensity, in turn, are key processes linked to outcomes such as infidelity and breaking up, both of which can be costly in evolutionary currencies. Mate preferences matter beyond initial mate selection, profoundly influencing both relationship dynamics and effort devoted to keeping partners. Mates gained often have to be retained to reap the adaptive rewards and inherent pair bonding, an evolutionary hallmark of our species. So they definitely went into, like, science speak there for a little bit. But, I mean, essentially they're basically saying that, keeping or accepting the best of what's available to you at the time is obviously, you know, evolutionarily advantageous.
So,
you know, it's the best thing to do, I guess, you know.
So are they saying that the key to a blissful relationship is settling?
Sort of. I think to a certain level, but they're not really saying. They're saying settle within your environment, I guess.
Uh-huh.
They're not saying, there's a common term that I've heard, discussed in relationship advice columns and whatever, that one of the primary factors for relationship is a word called propinquity. Hmm. And propinquity is, it's sort of like, proximity, right? It's kind of like proximity. Like proximity is the nearness. Like, we are in close proximity right now.
Sure.
I have to reach out and grab you.
And relationships with people that are in close proximity generally are better than long range.
But there's another
distance.
Term called propinquity. And propinquity is like proximity, but essentially it means somebody who you're interacting with on a daily basis. So
mm-hmm.
You frequently are in proximity to that person, but propinquity is sort of like you're interacting with that person on a regular
sure.
basis.
So with that being said, again, that's a fancy word. I don't know what that means. I'm sorry. I don't know what that word means all the time except what you told me. With that being said, I go back to the word pure. If I want the best woman around, and I have to boil it down to something simple, because I'm only around the people I'm around, I'm not around the billions of people on the earth. I'm only around the people I'm around. What my best option to be to go with someone that is the most pure-hearted, someone that's got the best intentions, the best goals, the best mindset as far as what they're actually doing. It might not be the best action what they're doing, but the mindset behind it would be what I would be looking for. So the person behind me with that's got the most pure mindset, wouldn't that be what I'd be looking for?
If they're available to you, then absolutely.
Well, I'm saying whoever
hold
is
that
available.
Thought. The toll-free number here, if you want to join us, is 855-450-FREE.
Dentist office, may I help you?
Hi, I'd like to cancel my teeth whitening appointment.
Oh, may I ask why?
I found a teeth whitener that works in 5 minutes that I can do from home.
Can I ask what it is?
It's called Power Swabs, and it whitens your teeth in 5 minutes, doesn't leave my teeth feeling sensitive, and it's a lot less expensive than visiting the dentist.
Hi, I'm John Greenhut, the CEO of Power Swabs, and if you want to whiten your teeth on average 2 shades in 5 minutes and 6 shades in 7 days, then try Power Swabs. There's no messy strips or trays that you'll have to leave in your mouth for an hour. Just swab your teeth and you're done. It removes stains on natural teeth as well as caps and veneers. Try Power Swabs risk-free. Dial 1-800-665-0387. That's 1-800-665-0387. I guarantee your friends and coworkers will be wowed by your new white smile. Try it risk-free and get free shipping and handling today. Dial 1-800-665-0387. That's 1-800-665-0387.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada. Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937. Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and negative articles can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? ReputationDefender.com can help protect your good name. Get a free consultation now. Call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from ReputationDefender.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com today.
So you got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live. You can bring up what you want. We're talking about relationships and and how to have a blissful one. And there's some different ideas on the table here. You can, of course, join us and tell us your secrets. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. Also, Skype username is lrn.fm, so feel free to reach out to us in that way if you prefer. Could you use up to $35,000? There's no need to shop around for loans anymore. LoanUS.com is a convenient online way to connect with a lender based on your unique background and provide you a loan of up to $35,000. And LoanUS.com works with lenders in all 50 states. Use the loan to pay for emergency expenses, medical bills, debt consolidation, home improvement, large purchases, and even taxes. LoanUS.com connects you with lenders but isn't a lender or broker and doesn't make lending or credit decisions. Loans may not be available for residents of some states. APR, loan term, loan amount, and other loan details will vary, so see LoanUS.com for more details. As we continue here, it's Ian, Josh, and Johnson in the studio tonight. We're gonna get back into relationships. Tom is in New Hampshire, though. Tom, what's your secret to a blissful relationship? You've been married for a while, right?
20 years, and it's having a wife that is that actually cares about me. Last night, by the way, the dude, I believe it was Rich, that said he never found a constitution with the same sentence in it, the doctrine of non-resistance against arbitrary power and oppression is absurd, slavish, and destructive of the good and happiness of mankind. He didn't realize that's in Maryland State Constitution Declaration of Rights Article 6 or the Tennessee State Constitution.
I think it was Daryl who said that last night, but regardless, that was said last night. You're referring to the New Hampshire Article 10, which is the right to revolution. Daryl had said that he had found similar wording in something like 20-something other state constitutions to the right to revolution.
Not for that last sentence, and that's where that last sentence is. Anyway, yesterday they had this thing going on up at the State House. This big whoopee, some politicians from Washington, D.C. were there, and they about mental health and how we got to help these people. And instead of like getting off their backs and stuff. Hello.
Yeah, we're right here.
Okay, and the representative's hall was almost filled with all these people coming in to sit there and listen to these speeches about it. Afterwards, Governor Hassan retired back to her office and greeted some people. And, you know, I went over there and had a chance to meet her and say a few syllables. And you got to listen to how it, the way I phrased it. And they, you know, asking why people don't get help. And it's kind of like asking why people don't get your TV. Because even if you left your windows open, even if you let your front door unlocked, they never know if they're going to get locked up if they go get your TV. And they don't want to get locked up, so they don't get your TV. It's intended to be a deterrent in that situation, but they don't go get help because they don't want to get locked up and drugged.
I'm confused. You're saying that you're drawing an analogy between people who don't want to go get mental health care with people who don't want to steal a television?
Because for the same reason, they don't want to get locked up. See?
Gotcha. So what you're saying is people don't want to get mental health care because they would be found as possibly crazy and put into a mental health institution against their will, is what you're saying.
Okay. It's too bad that it's so hard to understand such an obvious concept. I mean, but the way I explained it.
Well, you didn't have to use an analogy to explain it. You could have just come right out and said people are afraid to get locked up for being crazy, so they don't want to go and get help.
Yeah, you got to eliminate that threat that they're going to be locked up if you want them to go get help. And
I tend to agree with that. I think that's true for the war on drugs as well. A lot of people are afraid to get help with drug addiction because they're afraid that they're going to get locked up given that they have a problem with drugs. And, you know, they know people who've been arrested for drug possession. So you wanted to ask Tom some things, Josh?
Mr. Tom, can you hear me?
Yes.
Yes, sir. I am very, very new to the show. I have heard you're a very frequent caller. I'd like to get to know you a little bit. Tell me about yourself, please.
Well, I live in New Hampshire, and I support liberty, and I think logically. And contrary to what you may have heard, I am not a bigot. I do not judge people by the color. I do not judge people by the color of their skin. I judge them by the content of their character.
But you also judge people who are gay. So
that's
not really their character.
Their character.
No, that's their sexual preference.
That's the content of their character, they decided.
Now, I will agree with Mr. Tom there. Anything I do in my life, no matter if it's brush my teeth or clip my toenails or fingernails, that is the content of my character. That is something I choose to do.
Yeah, but okay. I'm not a gay guy, but I know plenty of them. And most of them will tell you they were born that way, so it wasn't a choice for them. And
same thing, me clipping my toenails and brushing my teeth, that's not really a choice. It's something I do just instinctively.
Well, I've seen some people not clip their nails.
But that's a by-choice type of situation.
Right, that's their choice.
Yes.
You don't get to choose your sexuality.
I can choose to change
it.
If I wanted to right now, I could.
Look at Bruce Jenner. For all those years, Bruce Jenner chose to be a man. And so, I mean, that was his choice, to be a man. Okay? And if you're telling me that then one day he decided to be a queer or to be a pretend he's a woman or whatever it was. But for all those years, he was able to choose to be a man. Just like he is.
Well, I disagree. He was born.
If he's born a man,
he can
change that.
And he chose to become a woman, although he would probably argue that he felt like he was a woman for a certain period of time. And now how long that time is, I don't know. I haven't followed his or her case closely. Tom, thanks for the call tonight. The toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. While you could, Josh, I think you absolutely could choose to have a different sexual experience. You could choose, say, all right, let's say you... The worst case happens, you break up with Allie, your fiance, and you say, all right, I'm sick of these women. They've been cheating on me and da 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 da. So you go down to a gay bar and you have a fling with a gay guy. And maybe you'll find out that you actually kind of like it.
I realize it's not a choice.
Maybe you kind of, well. Maybe
it's not a choice.
I mean, that's not to say that you couldn't find out that you were more open-minded to something than you initially had thought. I mean, because there is the Kinsey scale. So the Kinsey scale is
there's not enough alcohol. You know, it's like.
You're saying it's definitely not a choice.
And I have been in the room with a gay threesome.
Yeah.
Okay?
That's right.
So I've been there. No interest. None.
I gotcha.
Whatsoever. So, you know, it's not a choice. You know, some things just, you know, and I think maybe there is a group of people for which it is a choice.
Yeah, there are people who can go back and forth.
There's, you know, supposedly there's the Kinsey scale or whatnot, and, you know, it's a gray area, and some people are more straight, you know, some people are kind of bisexual, some people are, you know, just gold star gay. And, you know, that's where it is. But that's also, I don't think, a choice. Like, if you're bisexual, you were born to be attracted to everything. You know, like, that's where you're at. I am only attracted to women. That's just how it works for me.
What side of the Kinsey scale is that? Isn't it like a 7-digit?
I believe it's a 0.
We should look into that. We'll find out more about that. And you can share your thoughts on the air with us, whether it's about relationships or sexuality or something else entirely. You can take control of the airwaves here at 855-450. It's Free Talk Live.
Suffering from illness or disease?
Frequently in pain?
Overstressed?
Always tired?
The solution is to oxygenate your cells because
disease cannot survive in an oxygen-rich environment.
Introducing Vital Ion, the first mineralized edible oxygen in the world. Go to toolsforfreedom.com and get the Miracle of Oxygenation DVD free with any Vital Ion purchase. Call 800-770-8802. That's 800-770-8802. Let Vital Ion edible oxygen be your daily fountain of youth.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Do you have dry hands or itchy, peeling skin? Are your cracked feet in need of a makeover for sandal season? Hi, my name is Diane Cook, the creator of B-Spa Hand and Foot Cream. B-Spa is all natural, 16% beeswax, marigold extract, and other essential oils and nutrients. B-Spa is great for exceptionally dry hands and feet, but B-Spa can be used anywhere on the body. I am sure you will see a difference overnight. B-Spa is the only cream you will ever need. The convenient 2.5-ounce size jar travels nicely and a little goes a long way. B-Spa Hand and Foot Cream costs $29.99. Use promotion code 101 for free shipping. Order B-Spa Hand and Foot Cream today at bespa.com. That's B-E-E-S-P-A.com. That's B-E-E-S-P-A.com.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. You can join us here. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. We've got Skype as well, so you can call us up on Skype. It's Skype username lrn.fm. Now, Bernie Sanders has come to represent the new socialist movement in America. This gives us an incredible opportunity.
It's a rigged economy.
That's actually a pretty good impression. This gives us an incredible opportunity to address his supporters in a rational, courteous, and dignified way. Fortunately for us, we have Roger Ver on the side of freedom, and he has laid out an incredible challenge. Adam Kokesh has agreed to meet Bernie Sanders in any city in America on any day between now and the end of the year for a friendly debate on socialism versus voluntarism, in which Bernie gets to choose the objective moderator. And to sweeten the deal, Roger, who is also known as Bitcoin Jesus, has offered that upon completion of a three-hour debate in which both men have equal time, he'll donate a total of $100,000 worth of Bitcoin to the charity of each man's choice, $50,000 apiece. Learn more at bernie.freetalklive.com. That's bernie.freetalklive.com. And we're going to continue with the discussion because we've just kind of scratched the surface, I think, Johnson, of the story you have about relationships and bliss. And I want to continue that discussion. We also ended up talking about being gay and whether or not it's a choice. And there was some disagreement on the phones and within the studio on that. And it brought up the Kinsey scale, which is also called the heterosexual homosexual rating scale. I'll tell you a little bit more about that here. According to Wikipedia, it attempts to describe a person's sexual experience or response at a given time, because that can change over time as well, probably to some extent, if they're in the middle of the scale as far as their preferences are concerned. But, Johnson, you're also saying here that the way you're born is the way you are, meaning that if you're born gay, you're gay. If you're born straight, you're straight. But, of course, there's those middle points on the
right.
scale where people can kind of do.
It's just how things. I understand it. I mean, the way I think about it is it's just I couldn't just suddenly make the choice to be attracted to men. It's just not going to happen. I mean, I could make a choice to, oh, I'm going to have sex with a guy. I wouldn't enjoy it, though, like mm-hmm. not in the slightest. And so it's like, I guess I can kind of see how stuff like, you know, happens in prison or whatever. But, like, I just don't think that people are choosing to, you know, get that attractive, you know, the attraction. It's just, you know.
Well, it would be interesting to talk to somebody who was in prison for a long time and who might have decided that once there were no women around.
Like, did they develop attraction after just choosing to have sex?
Not I, Papa.
No, so you would be on the straight side of the scale as well, I would guess, Josh.
100%.
Kinsey, let me give you the introduction here.
What about if they put on a wig?
Well, now, okay, that brings up an interesting question, right? Because there are some women, or there are some men who have done a pretty good job of making themselves look female, and vice versa.
Right,
some
like female Thai lady boys or whatever. You know,
that have made themselves look male. And there are some females like, oh, God, is it Buck, what's his name? Buck Angel is his name. She's a female, but she looks like
he. Well, he is a female.
Does he call himself a he? Because he has a vagina.
Yeah.
And he looks like the baddest biker that you've seen just like walk out of a biker bar.
They got someone who's obviously trying to identify as male.
Yeah.
So that's how you're supposed to.
So, of course, that brings up the ultimate question of if you ended up dating somebody and then it turned out that person who you thought was a female was actually a male.
That is an instant you're done because you're a liar.
Because you're a liar.
You know,
sure.
That's where that comes down to. But
well, what if they didn't have to lie? What if, you never asked, right? You just presumed. you saw the long hair?
That's kind of a lie of omission.
I see what you're saying.
I think I would go back to the whole point of asking, how do you know for sure that someone is born a certain way? Like when
you
I
ask?
Say that, absolutely. If I ask someone that is as gay or a woman as lesbian, and they say I'm lesbian or I'm gay, and they say I was just born this way, if you dig a little deeper and ask more questions, how do you not know that they're going to say, oh, well, I had some type of parental issue or there was something along the lines that happened when I was young that might have changed me? Because I don't know how you could technically be born with a preference for anything except what you're taught. I mean, you can definitely be born with a penis or without one.
I don't
one.
Think it's something that you're taught. I mean, right. I think that certainly you can argue that society does teach us societal norms of what men and women should.
I mean, okay, so ask you this. Do you think that there's a moment in your childhood where you suddenly would have just become attracted to men?
No, but I definitely for sure feel like there might have been a moment in my childhood when I saw my dad kiss my mom that I might be attracted to women. Women.
You feel like that could have influenced you?
Yeah, absolutely, 100%. I mean, the whole way. If that's the kind of childhood I grew up with.
A lot of gay guys are coming from regular families. So Derek
What's regular? I mean...
Well, let me the classic male-female, not two dads or two moms or something like that. The classic male-female mate, unabusive relationship. That would be sort of normal if we want to even use that term. But Derek Jay is one of my best examples. He's a former co-host on this show, Flaming Gay Guy. And he was raised in, like, you know, a Christian household.
And Derek J. also falls under the other genetic factor situation, which is statistically they've studied that most gay guys, this is true of men, actually I think there's a reverse thing for women as well, but for gay men, most gay men tend to have older brothers, and that they also may have younger sisters. And the reason why that is apparently that the presence of male DNA in a woman's body as she's pregnant, the woman's body responds by essentially attacking the male DNA and trying to feminize it. Even though every human being starts as female and then transforms into a male during the gestation process, the genetics of women, they're trying to feminize that and create another girl. And so what happens is that over time, as a woman has multiple children, she'll tend to start out in these situations as having a male child, then maybe having another male child, then having a gay male child, then having a younger sister or something like that. Because what happens is they get feminized. There's a shift over the course of, you know, multiple siblings. They found a study that shows that, and they've found it that it's happened in multiple, many, many different cases.
Derek J. has two younger sisters.
Yep.
I don't know about an older brother. Maybe he does. I'm not
sure.
But
it wouldn't matter. I mean, it would just mean that he'd have a mother that was very efficient at feminizing male DNA.
Now, 100%, if that was true, if that study is true, then I would totally take back everything I say.
It's just a study, though, right? Like, has it been duplicated? That's an important question. But let's
honestly, it's been shown. I mean, I don't know. I guess, you'd have to duplicate it.
Let's talk to Elijah in Arizona. Elijah, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian, Josh, and Johnson.
Hi, how are you today?
Hi there. Hey, you're on the air. We're great. Go ahead.
I'm great. So as I'm listening to this, I'm hearing you guys talking about the gays and all that, huh?
The gays? Yeah, we're talking about gay people and whether sexuality is a choice or not. Go ahead.
I'd like to say, I'm gay myself.
Say that on the radio. So we have hit the dump button there, and that means that what he said will not be going out to either Josh. So don't repeat it. That microphone, I just had to dump you on that one. Yeah, don't say it off mic either. Don't say it at all, because that mic is very sensitive, and it can hear you doing that. So our toll-free number tonight is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. I'm guessing that young man is having struggles right now with his own sexuality.
Right.
And that's why he's decided to call the radio and say the S word. So there you go. Johnson, we were talking about the Kinsey scale. I just wanted to share from the Kinsey scale here, the Wikipedia entry. Alfred Kinsey is the man who it's named after, and this is what he wrote with his co-authors. Quote, males do not represent two discrete populations, heterosexual and homosexual. The world is not divided into sheep and goats. It's a fundamental of taxonomy that nature rarely deals with discrete categories. The living world is a continuum in each and every one of its aspects. While emphasizing the continuity of the gradations between exclusively heterosexual and exclusively homosexual histories, it has seemed desirable to develop some sort of classification which could be based on the relative amounts of heterosexual and homosexual experience or response in each history. An individual may be assigned a position on the scale for each period in his life. So it's only for the moment that you take the test you could, in theory, change that score over time on the Kinsey scale. This is Free Talk Live. More relationships.
July 25th, 2006, we adopted April. She's a purebred, orange and white, Brittany. But when she started scratching like crazy, I said to John, it's got to be her food. You know, what you put into a dog is what you get out. We heard this radio commercial, and this woman was so excited about Dinovite. DINOVITE.com.
859-428-1000.
I said to John, I'm getting this. So the Dinovite comes, and I thought, a light bulb moment. She loves her dog food. She always leaves a little bit in her bowl. So we have a huge scoop of Dinovite in it, and then we swished it around like gravy. She dove into that bowl. She licked it clean. She loved it. So that's been the routine for almost 10 years. April gets Dinovite for dessert. Her coat is now soft. It's silky. It's smooth. She even walks like a little princess.
859-428-1000.
On Dinovite, she's Little Miss Hollywood. DINOVITE.com.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
Are you worried about how dangerous the world has become? In these days of terrorist attacks, natural disasters, or even a future collapse, you need to be medically prepared to keep your family safe. I'm Joe Alton, MD of store.doomandbloom.net, where you'll find an entire line of uniquely designed medical kits and supplies for when help is not on the way. For everything from individual first aid kits to the ultimate family medical bag, go to store.doomandbloom.net today. That's store.doomandbloom.net. You'll be glad you did.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 Pain Relief Hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
Worried about lead, fluoride, and other contaminants in your drinking water? Purchase a ProPure system during the Crazy May sale and get a free ProMax shower filter or water filter pitcher. Remove up to 200 contaminants with the Pro1G 2.0 truly cleanable, reusable filter. We don't stretch our claims, we just deliver performance. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up whatever's on your mind. Join us toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-450-3733. If you like the show and you want to help support Free Talk Live, you can shop with us. If you want to read more about the Kinsey Scale, go buy a book over at Amazon. You go to shop.freetalklive.com. Enter Amazon through the links you'll find there, and Free Talk Live gets a cut of the sale. So it's very simple, same Amazon you're used to, same huge selection, free super saver shipping, Amazon Prime, whatever, the reviews, everything you're used to there. Just go to shop.freetalklive.com and get the stuff you were going to get anyway, and just make it so Amazon doesn't keep all the profits. They'll send some to us if you start at shop.freetalklive.com. Let's go to the phones, to the fun. More about relationships on the way here in moments. Sarah is with us in New Mexico. Sarah, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian, Josh, and Johnson.
Yeah, I just want to mention that they had a big demonstration against the police shooting on Central Boulevard recently. And
which police shooting? Because the Albuquerque police have been very trigger happy. They have killed a lot of people. So which one are we talking about? Police shooting in general or a specific incident?
Well, it's about like there was about like a bunch of families, like maybe 40 people have been killed in 5 years. So there was a lot of supporters, and they're tearing up the police departments and all kinds of stuff. And but here's my thing. This is how I think about it. So that average is about 10 people killed by the police. I really think that.
Wait. You have to have an average over a certain time frame. So over how many years are we talking about? What are you talking about? What's the average?
40 people in Albuquerque in 5 years. So
in 5 years. Okay. Got it. I missed that detail. Thank you. So 10 people a year.
But you know what?
Which presumes you're right about your statistics. Frequently, when you call the show, you're very wrong in pretty much every statistic you give on the air. So people should take whatever it is you say with a grain of salt. Anyway, go ahead.
And I have a guesstimate. I feel that we killed about 230 people last year by automobiles in New Mexico. Okay, 100 by drunk drivers, 71 pedestrians, 7 bicyclists. You throw in another 50 motorcycles.
Now, is this you just making up numbers?
Well, yeah, it's a guesstimate. Okay, but let's talk
based on what?
Ma'am, do you drive?
I don't drive, but I walk. So they.
How far normally on a daily basis?
But here's, this is my point.
Sarah, he had a question for you. Josh asked you a question. Did you hear it? I know he's real soft-spoken.
Yeah, I'm sorry about that. About how far do you walk on a daily basis?
No, I walk about a mile or two every day to the bus stop.
That's pretty good. To work?
I enjoy walking.
Do you work?
No, I'm on disability. I have bipolar.
Why does that mean you can't work?
Well, you know what? There's a lot of people with mental illness that that cannot work. Like,
bipolar. Can you support yourself on disability alone?
Yeah, that's what I live on. But you know,
she's not starving, so I guess she's supporting herself. But Sarah, I think he's asking an interesting question here about you. And also, you know, you are on the phone a lot. Obviously, you know, you're able to pay your phone bill and you're able to feed yourself. Is that why you don't work? Is just because it's too comfortable on disability? Why bother working? Because you're getting a paycheck? You know, you're getting a check for sitting around?
I can't talk about that right now.
Going on walks?
Say,
must be nice. I mean, I'd like to get paid to go on a walk every day and, you know, call talk radio shows. And it's not, I mean, bipolar is just, look, I know there's different levels of severity, right? Of bipolar, aren't there?
I'm sure I'm considered bipolar.
Is that right?
I'm one of, sure. Give
you,
me a definition
you have a
of
job.
Bipolar. Yeah.
You're a car salesman. So, I mean, obviously you don't want to yell at your customers or something like that, but I think generally, you know, most people with these kind of supposed mental illnesses are able to take care of themselves without the government's assistance. You're not on disability, are you?
Never. Okay.
In my 20s.
You what?
That's why I know about the pimps coming after the girls, because they were trying to force me into prostitution. I was homeless. If I take my check away, I'll be homeless. But my point
well, because you're not willing to work.
Build my cars, then.
When's the last time you ever had a job?
Well, 17 and a half, and I winded up in a mental hospital.
Now, why were you? What were you doing at 17 and a half?
I was a secretary or something.
Mm-hmm.
But
or something.
Bipolar illness manifests when you're 18. That's when we have the adult hormones.
I'm pretty sure you can manifest.
Actually manifest a lot younger than that.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure you can manifest mental illness pretty much any old time in your life. So you used to be a secretary or something. How did you end up in a mental health facility?
Well, were you born in Albuquerque? Where were you born at?
Well, I was born in South Korea, but I winded up in a mental hospital because I was under a lot of pressure, and I couldn't deal with life at
more than
time.
South Korea?
Who sent you there? Was it something that happened against your will?
Well, my parents brought me when I was 9 years old.
They brought you to a mental hospital. I'm sorry. I thought you said when you were 17 and a half, you were working, and then you ended up in a mental hospital. Did it happen again? Did it happen again at 17 and a half, Sarah?
Look at it. You know what? More people, 23 more people have been killed than a cop ever shot a man. You know what I mean?
At least that's your guesstimate. Thanks for the call tonight, Sarah. Toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. I mean, I'm sorry. I
got to say, I've made good money cooking bulgogi, and, you know, she has got the brand going for her. She is South Korean. You know, just get some, you know, get some steaks, slice them up, make that bulgogi recipe.
I frequently
people love it.
Frequently see people with mental, let's say, disability working as baggers at checkout lanes, greeters at Walmart, and many of them probably don't have the same ability to form sentences as well as Sarah does. So, right. You know, the idea that you can't work, I just don't believe it. Unless you're physically crippled and you actually can't work, okay, I get you there. But even then, some crippled physically people are answering phones, you know, doing customer service over the phone for a living. I mean, there's different things that people can do if they have the initiative. There are organizations out there that will help place people who have problems, you know, whether it's physical or mental, in jobs that are more appropriate for them, whatever those might be. Mark was just telling me about a guy that's, you know, one of these folks who's working at a bagger. He's working as a bagger at a local grocery store. And he was telling Mark about how much he loves his job just recently, which I think is fantastic. You know, that's a person who loves to work, even though a lot of people would hate that same job. And it would be great if we had more people who actually love the work that they do. So I don't believe it, Sarah. I mean, it just sounds to me like you are a welfare queen. The toll-free number tonight is 855-450-FREE. If you want to join us, that's 855-450-3733. So we were talking about earlier, Johnson, you had started a story, and I don't know how far we got along.
We finished it.
Oh, we finished that story. Okay, and it was about the key to a blissful relationship. And just to recap, because I don't really think we finished the discussion about that story. The key to the blissful relationship seemed to be, and I'm not sure if I'm going to be able to nail this one down, seemed to be being willing to sort of settle for the best available person.
That sort of seems what the study indicated.
As opposed to waiting.
The best available, so you want somebody who, you don't want to set expectations that are fictional, I guess. You know, like, you don't want to be like, I need to wait for the perfect person. That's what they're sort of saying.
It's unrealistic.
You need to avoid that. You need to, if you want to have a good relationship, you want to choose from the best possible option from what's around you or what's, you know, what's in your daily interaction, and look for somebody that most closely matches all of your values, you know, on various different things, where, you know, you might be better than them on certain things, or you might consider yourself to be overall better person or better than them, but if they are most closely matching you over everyone else in the area, that person will probably still be satisfactory, is what the study says.
So, listen to you talk about that story. That was a very logical, smart, very well-written survey.
It's psychology. It's psychology blog.
So with that being said, I feel like, you know, their main point they were saying is, like, you know, if you're going to be smart about things, know what you're looking for in particular for yourself.
Sure.
Yeah.
And of course, part of that, very good takeaway.
Part of knowing what you're looking for is going through failed relationships, though, right?
If you don't know what you're looking for, you're screwed.
Exactly. And that's the whole point of saying, if you have no clue what's around you or what you even need out of the people around you, then you're just wasting your time. Mm-hmm. If you have an idea of what you need and what you want and what you can live with for the rest of your life, look for that. And once you find that, hold on to it.
So even that's, though, the idea there is, you know, if you haven't had relationships, you should have them rather than waiting for someone you think is perfect. Yeah. Because guess what? They're not. You know, whoever it is that you think, whatever you've envisioned for yourself about the perfect mate that you want to wait for down the line, well, you're letting all these other people pass you by. It might have turned out that one of those folks was actually really compatible with you. It will also turn out that whoever you thought was perfect, guess what? They got problems, too.
I think Josh made a really good point, too, though. If you don't know, you're going to end up being miserable, too. I mean, that's
the only way you know is by
being this bliss, is you have to know.
Yeah,
you know?
Well, the only way you can know is by actually having relationships with people rather than holding out. Toll-free number is 855-450. Free. That's 855-450-3733. Share your thoughts with us in hour number two coming up on Free Talk Live.
Are you searching for your soulmate? Someone you can trust who will never betray you or cooperate with the NSA? Stop searching. With Easy DNS, you found a keeper. Easy DNS does it all. Domain names, web hosting, and managed WordPress hosting. Easy DNS stands up for your internet freedom, and with servers in Canada, they do not cooperate with the NSA. Go to EasyDNS.com. You'll love their services or get a full refund. They guarantee it. And they accept Bitcoin. That's EasyDNS.com.
Could you use up to $35,000? No need to shop around for loans anymore. LoanUS.com is a convenient online way to connect with a lender based on your unique background and provide you a loan of up to $35,000. And LoanUS.com works with lenders in all 50 states. Use the loan to pay for emergency expenses, medical bills, debt consolidation, home improvement, large purchases, and even taxes.
LoanUS.com connects you with lenders but is not a lender or a broker and does not make lending or credit decisions. Loans may not be available for residents of some states. APR, loan term, loan amount, and other loan details may vary. See LoanUS.com for details.
The best-kept secret in the firearms business is CDNNSports.com. CDNN Sports is the largest firearms liquidator in the U.S. We got optics, accessories, gun parts, magazines, ammunition, and more. Sign up for our email specials today for the best gun deals, period. You will also be entered to win a Winchester 101 field shotgun. Go to Charlie, Delta, November, NovemberSports.com. That's CDNNSports.com.
A good stove is at the top of the list for any serious survivalist. That's why you have to see the full range at Emberlit.com. Simple, elegant, but extraordinarily efficient. Available in titanium or stainless steel, the Emberlit line of stoves are ultralight, pack flat, and work great. Fueled only by sticks and debris, from emergency situations to long-term survival, Emberlit stoves are up to the task. Emberlit, the most convenient, easy-to-carry wood stoves on the planet. See them all at Emberlit.com.